Hi, everyone. This is Judas Priestcast, and you've got a bonus episode coming. I hope everyone enjoyed Firepower February. Consider this to be an epilogue of sorts. When we had Callum John Cant from Tyrannus on our episode about Firepower the Song, we had a long chat and covered a bunch of other topics, and we talked a lot about local metal bands in Dhaka, Bangladesh, Brooklyn, USA, and Glasgow, Scotland. This isn't about Judas Priest, but it was a fun conversation, so I decided to put this out as a bonus episode. If you're looking for some new bands, stick around, because you're about to hear quite a few. This won't be of interest to every listener, and that's okay. We'll be back with a standard episode on Friday. All right, here it is.
Cool. Before I do just to double check, is there any ground rules for what you guys are looking for this podcast?
You're allowed to curse, so.
Cool. All right. I'll still probably try and keep it to a minimum just to help you guys sell it, but otherwise.
fair enough, you know. We're pretty chill and relaxed, so.
We don't hold back, just so you know.
Yeah. That's absolutely fair.
Yeah, okay. So we're going to have more of a free chat for a little bit, and then we're going to talk about Jesus Priest. We're going to talk about Tyrannus. We're going to talk about how you got into the band. We're going to talk about your local metal scene. And then, you know, when we're ready to sort of get on with it, we'll do a playthrough of the song Firepower. We'll listen to it together. We'll pause it a few times and get in some commentary. And then we'll chat. And when we're ready to wrap up, plug your pluggables. And
absolutely.
That's it. Yeah.
I like it. Simple. To the point. Right, well, before we talk about anything to do with my sort of the scene that I'm in and all that, I want to know about metal for you guys, like, because like Mahati, but for example, like, I like the fact that like that you're based in India, like that to me is really cool. Like, there's a lot of there's a lot of mystery about that for someone like me. So like what's like metal like in India? I'm an idiot. It's Bangladesh you're based in, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you. Sorry about that.
Not a problem.
So, well, that actually makes it a bit more interesting, because the person that we hired to do PR for us is also based in Bangladesh. So I probably should have asked him, but for yourself, like, what's metal like in where you are?
Like, just before I get in there, so I had before my current work, I worked almost 6 years, like at least 5.5, for a UK-based company that's right, like, you know, Justit, right? Yep. So it's a competitor of Justit, and the owner is of like Bangladeshi origin. He lives in like in Luton, I guess. So yeah, so we used to do the PR, like social media management and all of that for like restaurants and takeaways based in UK. Mm-hmm. So it's really common for people from, especially from UK, Scotland, I mean, the whole UK, I mean, England, Scotland, Northern Ireland, Wales, everywhere, to do their PRs and stuff like that. Oftentimes, mm-hmm. like when they are, you know, delegating those tasks in freelance market, instead of Indian workers, they give it to like Bangladeshi people, because let's face it, they charge less because they are comparatively new in the market and all that. Mm-hmm. And a lot of restaurants and takeaways in UK are actually, especially Indian restaurants and takeaways, are actually owned by Bangladeshi families. So they get a lot of leverage out of there. And, you know, now that I'm getting into that, let me just divulge another sad bit of information. A lot of employers who sort of not necessarily legally bring up like employees from like Bangladesh, they don't even pay them in pound. They pay them in like Bangladeshi currency, taka, and like they say, when they say like complain about their state of like, you know, inconvenience and all that, they say that you are getting this much of amount of money you can't even dream of monthly or weekly. So what's your excuse to like be complained about?
You're exploiting like, me. That's what the things I can complain about is. Jesus.
Yeah, it's, yep. Like George always says, I have like interesting stories. So here is one of those. Yeah. Well, I was telling another friend of the pod, Jeff, the other day, like maybe it's because I come from a different background to answer your question, Callum. Yeah. So metal scene is a little different and not necessarily very new. But what happened was in like the local culture, all most of the Western inspired group music are produced or seen as under an umbrella term called band music. And that sort of, you know, like everything, a pop band, a punk rock, a metal, everything used to be called a band music. And that possibly started since like mid to late 70s and so forth. So there are a few very popular bands in Bangladesh. They generally sing poppy rock songs and all that, but their founding members like sort of honed their skills by covering a lot of, you know, Sabbath, Maiden and all that. And later around like early 2000s to like mid to late 2000s, the metal culture sort of formed and, you know, in a sad way that didn't survive as big of an expansion of it was in the beginning. So now we have a metal scene here. And I'm not even directly connected to it as much as I used to be. But yeah, there is a small but significant metal scene here. Like George the other day showed me an about a band that I had no idea about, and they have been apparently making a very good impact in like the international metal scene at least. So yeah, there is some semblance of like practice here.
That's cool. No, if you go on Metal Archives, you can find like sort of a list of bands that kind of claimed to be from Bangladesh. George, who do you remember the band? The name of the band that you're talking about that you mentioned before?
No, you know, it was in an article that someone posted the best metal band from each country right now.
Well, let me check.
Yeah, maybe you can find it, Hattie, but I'm gonna try and search as well.
Hey, Metal Maniacs, this is George in post-production again. I tracked down the article of Best Metal Album of 2022 from each country. This was posted by the website Heavy Communion, and I'll put a link in the episode description if you want to read through and check out the best release from your country. So here's the Bangladeshi metal band. Their name is Chronicles.
I don't know any Bangladeshi bands either. Patty, I think
very normal.
I think if you got in touch with them and started talking to them, that would be really cool.
One of the things
I think
that
so too.
One of the things I tried doing last year, and I'm still kind of continuing with, is trying to just always stay in touch and meet new bands online. Like, we've got all these online platforms, and yet we all stick within our same circles. And I don't know, man, I find that just a little bit of effort of like going out your way to try and find something good to listen to that's maybe not been had as much attention yet. And then going out to go and talk to those people afterward it's helped us make a lot of new friends. Like, over the last year, it's really helped us with like networking and all that. So I remember last week someone on my Facebook was asking, like, oh, how do you guys grow your following? It's like, well, just talk to people. It's really easy.
Yeah. Actually, and sometimes, like, you know, for some people, that's the hardest thing to do, like reaching people out, because a lot of us live inside our head, and we think like, even if we attempt to like reach out to someone, that they are going to mind, they're going to take it in different ways. We really can't fathom the idea that they don't really give a shit. Like, people don't care. Just talk.
But at the same time, like, this is how we guys, like, we've started talking. It's like I literally put out a tweet about Firepower, and then you guys like started speaking to me. It's George, is it yourself that runs the Twitter?
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. So like that's what I mean. You just need to talk, and then think like these things.
I feel
can
the
happen.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, how do you get so many followers? Oh, well, you just start commenting on people's stuff and talking to them, and that if they like you, they'll follow you.
Yeah. To my original question, George, for yourself, like, who's like bands from your area that you either know or like have kind of like been sort of quite synonymous with your scene? Anyone that I should know about?
Yeah, you know, as far as local New York bands, I guess I'm a little bit out of touch, because I've been listening to so much traditional heavy metal lately. A lot of that scene is on the West Coast right now, like California and Portland and Salt Lake City. But someone who you might be familiar with, one of my favorite New York City bands, is Black Anvil. You heard of them?
Yeah, they sound... Do I already follow them, actually? Or am I thinking of someone else? One sec. Black Anvil.
Yeah, I got into Black Anvil in, I think it was like 2010. And they did this crazy good album. It was called Triumvirate, and they've been like on fire ever since.
You know what? No, I don't know this band, but I'm going to keep them and have a look at them later on. Thank you for that.
Yeah, they're black metal, but they come from a background of previously being in the hardcore punk scene.
Yeah, because like New York is kind of legendary for having such a strong punk and hardcore for so long.
Right, right.
That's cool. Yeah, no, like, well, I'll give. Is there any sort of bands that you're friends with that I should be checking out, or anything like that?
Who do I want to plug right now? I didn't come prepared for this, but
me neither.
Don't worry. By the way, if okay. Not like, okay, this is not a demand or anything.
No,
like that.
It's okay.
It helps me in my little quest as well. So.
Now, you know what? Actually, so some bands that I'm really big fans of. Satan, classic 80s new wave of British heavy metal, is doing a tour with Night Demon and Haunt, and they're newer bands on the traditional heavy metal scene. And
nice. Cool. I'll get that.
Yeah, that tour is going through the US right now, and I've got tickets to see them at St. Vitus Bar in New York, which is a pretty, like, it's new-ish, so I can't say it's legendary, but it's a venue that's becoming legendary for having a lot of good shows.
I'm glad that sort of thing's happening, because we're seeing a sort of similar thing here where there's quite a scene resurgence and people are going out and seeing bands a lot more than they used to. And you want this sort of progression, especially because, like, I think everyone's kind of got that appreciation now because COVID nearly stopped everything, you know?
I agree. And that's a great segue, because we were definitely interested in talking about your local metal scene and learning about your part of Scotland and what are the audiences like and how are the gigs? Are they well attended? What kind of bands are popular or big on the metal scene in your part of Scotland?
Yeah. So I would say right now the Scottish scene has never been better. So I've been involved in the Scottish scene since about 2008, 2009. And it's never been better. It's had like little peaks now and again, but this is the strongest I've ever seen it at now. There's a lot of bands doing a lot of cool things, both like at a lot of different levels. For where I am at the moment, I would say death metal is probably the most loved at the moment, although hardcore isn't too far behind. And then you get a sort of bit of thrash and black metal in amongst that too. Like, plenty of bands will come on tour here, and the shows will always be good. In terms of local bands that are doing really good at the moment, I would say the three at the moment that I'd be saying that are like absolute tip top for this level at the moment is Coffin Mulch, Penny Coffin, and Ash Inspire. Although Ash Inspire have got kind of like a rocket on their back, so they got like an Anthony Fantano review recently, so they're.
I've heard Ash Inspire's name going around, and I've seen their album cover floating on Twitter, especially in the last couple months with all the best of 2022 posts.
For 2022. So yeah, I would say if anyone's not checked out Hostile Architecture, they absolutely have to. It is one of the, it's going to be looked back on very fondly in 10 years' time.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's a totally fair assessment. And I'm probably going to throw in just a little sound clip in here.
Yeah.
To bump the Scottish scene.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. What are those other bands you mentioned besides Ash and Spire? Did you say Coffin?
Coffin Mulch.
Okay.
And Penny Coffin. So Coffin Mulch, I would say, are the more developed of the two, but they're both sort of atmospheric sort of death metal bands. Coffin Mulch are a bit more sort of in the Entombed side of things, a bit more of a kind of like a punk edge and groove to them. Really, really fun sort of, but nasty death metal. And then Penny Coffin kind of go all in on the atmosphere kind of stuff, with a bit of doom metal aspects to them as well. Very, I'd say that there's a lot more going on under the surface with Penny Coffin than you might realize in the first listen. So, yeah. I'm trying to think if there's any other bands that I'd want to plug.
Very cool, man.
Yeah, there's tons more, but I'm always recommending stuff.
That's some great stuff for me to go and look up later. I'm excited.
Yeah. Yeah,
very cool stuff.
But yeah, Scotland's doing really well, and there's a big sort of belief in the scene as well, which I think is really cool. Like, everyone involved very much believes that like lots of these bands are going to do really well, and I very much hope that you because like for the longest time like a band would get like some interest or appeal, and then they would just fizzle out. And the only bands that have really kind of like the only one that I can think of straight away that this has done really well is Hellripper. Like, everyone loves Hellripper, and that's but he's very much like sort of he's pretty much the only sort of massive success there's been. I mean, there's a couple others like Party Cannon and Man Must Die, but Party Cannon are still on the way up, I think, but Man Must Die kind of fizzled out. So
they're coming back with a new album this year.
Man Must Die.
That's right. Yeah. In fact, I know Joe McGlynn. He is, believe it or not, a fellow podcaster, and we've talked to him before. And Man Must Die is doing a new album this year, which is cool. And
right,
the funny part is, I'll tell you this, I knew Joe just from the podcasting scene because we were running in a similar sphere, and we invited him on to talk. And I did not know he was the singer of Man Must Die. But I remember Man Must Die just from listening to the death metal back in 2009. And when I found out that this Joe was the same guy from this band, it made my head go, wait, what?
Yeah, that's mad. Because I remember when I was a kid, like the 2009 album, No Tolerance for Imperfection, that was one of the best death metal albums I'd ever heard.
Yeah. Yeah. I listened to that album a lot. That was the one with where the cover was the guy with his hands on his face.
Yes.
Like
yeah.
Yeah.
It was very Relapse Records. They seemed to have a bit of a theme with their album covers for a while back then. It was always like these kind of like interesting Photoshop pieces, but that was a really good one. It was a really great album.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm glad that they're still going about then. It's always been kind of up and down with them. So if they're on back, if they're on the way back up, then awesome. We need more legacy bands in Scotland.
Agreed.
One of the things I try to avoid with writing my own music as well is, like, I want the lyrics to be as strong as the music, and the music to serve its, like, serve a purpose, not have someone be like, oh, this sounds like this band, because then like, I know myself, I do that, and I'm in danger of writing someone off, and that's but at the same time, it's kind of up to the band as well, or the artist, to make sure that I'm not getting that impression. So
sure.
It's a very delicate subject that I'm just taking a sledgehammer to. I'm well aware of this.
Well, hey, listen, these are the kind of conversations that are interesting, because you have to tread on sort of the ground that hasn't been walked before.
Yeah, exactly. But at the same time, nothing is that original, I guess. So,
well, we breathe in the same air, so let's face it.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, right. So anything else you want to know about, like, or my sort of take on regards to sort of Scottish metal?
Yeah. So when you play gigs, are you usually in big cities, or is the scene making its way out to smaller areas and reaching further than it did before? Or is the scene just mainly concentrated in, like, Edinburgh and where the biggest masses of people are?
So, historically, Glasgow's always had the most sort of consistent scene, I would say. Like if you're a smaller touring band, for example, like, you're only on, like, album number one or two, and you're trying to get, like, a UK tour or whatever, Glasgow would be the first city I'd be telling anyone to go and visit, because there's always going to be a consistent crowd there. Edinburgh is very up and down. Like, there are times where it's brilliant. Like, the gig we played last night in Edinburgh was amazing. Like, I've not seen a turnout like that in nearly 10 years for, like, a show that's consisting mainly of bands from around the area. But for a long time before that, most of bands would have just considered it a bit of a write-off. So, but then I also remember 10 years ago seeing bands play in Edinburgh and being absolutely floored by the attendance. So that's all. So it's been up and down there. And then there are some mutterings, I would say, of scenes, like, in other places. I know, like, so we've played in Dundee, which has got a pretty consistent punk scene, I would say, that's receptive to metal. There are guys in Inverness that are trying to kind of get something going on there, which is pretty interesting. Because like that's the first time I've ever heard of anything going on there. Most of the time, if someone lives as far as Inverness, they're mostly going to be coming down to Glasgow or Edinburgh for metal shows. In fact, it's getting so much that like Carcass are playing in Dundee in May, which is unheard of. So yeah, it's spreading. Like Dundee is a city in Scotland, but it's a very small city. Like it's very small. And I wouldn't have ever expected to see Carcass play there. So yeah, things are quite interesting in Scotland at the moment, and the audiences are they're getting bigger with like every time that I see them. Like we're playing with Hellripper this next weekend, and it's a sold out show for a 200 capacity venue, yeah. Which is pretty like, again, for a guy that I've known and used to play and play punk shows with, like this is like I wouldn't have, like you just don't expect this sort of thing to happen. But I guess like we said earlier, COVID kind of put a lot of things into perspective for people. So everyone's going to shows again, which is awesome.
Yeah, a lot of people are exploring their taste buds. Like they are going there because there is a show. They are not necessarily into punk rock or metal or whatever, but still they're going because they have to go because they were inside for a long time.
Yeah, never have I seen such excited and passionate crowds as the ones in like the first shows back from isolation.
Yeah. George, yourself in New York, or your area, are you seeing sort of attendance is starting to go up as well, or like what's happening?
Yeah, for sure. People are going to shows like normal, and you know what? It's great. I'm seeing tours that are being booked every month, and every band is excited to get back out on the road. And I feel like the crowds are starting to get very comfortable. It's not too often anymore that I see people wearing masks. So we're reaching the point now where we're just pretty much back to normal.
All right, listeners, there's your bonus episode. And I'm closing this one out with another full song from Tyrannus. Unslayable is a great album, so check that out. Hit up their Bandcamp. You can check the episode description for links to Tyrannus and the other bands we talked about. You'll hear Callum on our show again in the future. So now here's a song called The Flood.
Thank you.